How many years did you spend in there? About 36 years?
About 36 years, yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah. But it was... Well, I didn't... I started working with the fitters. Yeah. And Mr. Mulvey got me the job that was... And I remember I started on night work.
Yeah.
And... the heat, though, used to be desperate. And... But it was just the fitters now. And if the paper would get wrapped up in the hood, and you'd have to get up, fitters have to get up and release some of the bolts to get the paper out, like, you know, and the heat. Because it was over the cylinder, like, this big cylinder, that was the MG. And... It was, that was a great job. It was a great job, everyone. And it was, you know, everyone kind of goes for you, Bob, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did it, as you say, it was uncomfortable in with the high temperature.
Oh, yeah.
And the heat. But you still seemed to endure it.
Yes. You had to. But you get the machine going, like, you know.
Yeah.
Get the paper. That's what they were there for. But the machine men and their assistants, and they were great, you know. They were very lightened, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of pride in
yes.
that, in the work that was being done?
Oh, there was, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, with most of the fellas were brilliant. Carol Welch, now he was on the machines. His brother was an electrician, Joe Welch. He worked there for a good while.
And just talking about electricity, tell me, do you remember electricity coming in here to Clondalkin?
I do.
Do you remember the first time that?
Yeah, the council people come in and wired up the houses, and then they switched on, and it was great. Yeah, and we had nothing, and then we got a gramophone, and the first record we got, and the name was The Banshee. And we were all in bed, you know, and we covered our heads. We were like, yeah, it was gas. The Banshee.
But the whole idea of your house being lit up, I mean, was there?
Yeah, it was great. Mm. Yeah.
What was the talk about town? Was it, what were people saying about the fact that the light?
Oh, yeah, they were all thrilled that we had electricity. Like, but we used to get an awful lot of blackouts, you know. It wasn't properly settled, like, you know. But then we had to fall back on the power lamps again, and it would take maybe a week or so to fix up what the trouble was, like, you know.
Yeah. That's interesting. And the poles and the wires, I mean, that changed the whole look of the place too, to see these poles going up.
That's right, yeah.
When you had the electricity coming in, of course, it things started to change.
That's right.
You got the radio, the Pi set, and the...
Yeah.
Then the television came in.
That's right. Yeah, great. And, but before that, they were just... For the wireless now, it was just dry batteries. And we used to be... We hadn't got a radio. And we used to be over at the window listening to the Kerry playing down Crow Park, you know, Micheál O'Hare, and it was great.
Mm. What other programmes on the radio were you listening to?
Joe, it used to be great, Joe Lynch. What's it, Joe Lynch?
Dinjo, maybe.
Dinjo.
Dinjo, was it?
There'd be music from what is it?
Athlone.
No, it was from
Luxembourg.
Luxembourg.
208.
Really?
Yeah. And it was great, great. You'd be looking forward to that, like, you know, all the singing and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
It kind of changed. Yeah, it's extraordinary the way...
Isn't it?
Things changed over the years. Your own name, Callaghan.
Yes.
How far back can you trace your own family?
The mother, the father's mother, she was married twice.
What was her maiden name?
Her maiden, Fagan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fagan was her maiden name.
Where was she from?
She was Kildare, I think. I think it was Kildare.
Yeah.
Yeah. The son, Paddy Fagan. He worked for a man in town, and what was he doing? He was in a butcher's shop, cleaning up and making sausages the husband, Joe Fagan was his name. And he had a big beard. We used to be afraid of him. Yeah. But he died anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was your grandmother's second husband.
That's right. That's right.
You don't know who she was married to, the first husband.
Well, it must have been Callaghan, you know.
Oh, right. Oh sorry. Yeah. So your grandfather must have died quite young then.
He must have, yeah.
You no idea what he...
No, no.
Yeah.
No. They never talk much about him. Mm. But...
And then did your grandmother live... Do you remember her living in the cottages?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And she was great, though. Like, you know, she... And she'd get a pair of boots, you know, new boots, she'd be swanking it on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was good that way, like, you know. But...
your father was bringing in a bit of money from the mills, working.
Oh, he was, yeah.
But to rare 10 of you, money must have been scarce.
Ah, sure. Nobody had anything that time.
Yeah.
Every family was in the same boat, you know, unless they had a really good job, like, you know.
And the clothes that you wore, were they handed down to you?
Yeah, some of them. We used to wear the Gansey. And you have little trousers, little short trousers and a fancy coloured belt, like, you know.
Yeah.
I was gassed. But people, they were so happy, like, you know, not like today, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you could go out on the road there and be shot. Yeah, but...
And the cottages were so small and all of you in there.
Yeah, but he got a... The father got an additional room built onto it with the council.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to get that. It was really... And then most of them went to England then.
And from the mill days, do you have any photographs or have you anything from the mill?
I did. I had... I'll go have a look in the box, see. So.
Oh, it'd be lovely, yes, if you have. This is a photograph here of the soccer team.
Yeah.
What was the name of the club?
Camac Celtic was the name of it.
And where are you in that photograph?
There.
And what position did you play in the soccer?
Oh, place defence.
Defence again, yeah.
Yeah.
But tell me, were you ever caught wearing a soccer jersey by the GAA people?
No, not really. But I played when I was playing for Towers. I played under my brother's name for the minors, and I was caught there. I went in, and but I got away with it. Peter Borden got me fixed up.
But were they very strict about?
Oh, they were very strict. Billy Shields now. Billy Shields was a great soccer player. He played for Bridgeville, and then he used to play for the Towers. He was a great player.
Great player, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
League of Ireland quality was.
Yeah. And who were the people that were giving out to you for playing soccer when you should be?
Oh, the association, like, you know, what was the name of the place where you go?
The county board.
The county, yeah, the county board.
Parnell Square, wasn't it?
Yeah. But I got away with it. But Finney is there.
And Billy.
He was a great player, Finney. He used to play for Waterford. That's Carl. That's Harry O'Brien, Mick O'Neill, Jimmy Donahue, Jimmy Kelly, myself, Sonny Boggins, Oliver Larkin, and Paddy Boggins.
Oh, my. And that made up the full soccer team.
They all played for Towers as well on the Sunday.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. And tell me about this photograph here.
Yeah, well, that man who's...
Where was that taken now?
It was taken in the turbine room. That's the turbine there. And just after taking the reading from the different gauges, you know. And he was a great man for the taking... What was his name, that man? He used to work in the stores, I think.
Is it Joe Donaghy?
Huh?
Is it Joe Donaghy?
Ah, that's who he was.
He was the stores manager.
Yeah, Joe Donaghy, yeah. And he had the camera fixed up automatically. And he came out with it real quick. And that's the way he came out.
But Brendan Callaghan, all the information, it's lovely. It was lovely to come and talk to you. And thank you very much indeed for sharing your memories.
My memory is not the best, you know.
I think you did very well, no. Thanks.